Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about having a clutter-free summer. How can you be mindful when shopping this season? How do you distinguish between a want and a need? What can you do instead of a trip to the mall or online shopping? Learn how to not add to your clutter this season as we continue our month focusing on summertime. Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because, you know, we're moving. I'm pre-recording all of this a little bit early. And in a month, we move. 4 weeks from tomorrow. Lots going on. And I'm downsizing a lot, and I keep on top of everything and go through everything we own every year, and I still feel like we have a ton of stuff. You know, we take an annual trip to the beach with my family. I don't bring anything back. I have some seashells that I brought back, but it's been years since I've done that. I really have tried to be more aware and mindful. I have a big birthday this year, and I'm going to celebrate it. We are going with my parents, my husband and I, on a big trip. And the other thing I want to do is I'm thinking about a silent retreat. I have to tell you, I have been unplugged, not by choice. My husband is great, but tried to fix the iPad Mini 4 screen. And just so you know, if you have a screen 4, it's much different from the 3 earlier versions. So anyway, I've been unplugged for 5 or 6 days, but work's on there. And it's been a gentle reminder that I need to unplug more. So I'm hoping also to go on a retreat to celebrate the birthday. But when I go... when we go to the trip in the fall, I always like street art because I love having reminders of traveling and buying consumables. Here are some tips for a clutter-free summer. Be mindful as you shop. Do you really need this season's swimsuit or is last season's fine? I have to admit, I don't get fashion. I can't compare things. I don't know what looks, I know what looks good on me, but I've never been someone that's fashionable. So getting new things seasonally is not something that I do. So if this is you, be aware, be mindful. Will you use all that suntan lotion at Costco or will it be wasted? Think ahead. Can you have a friend and say, okay, I'm going to buy this, either pay me half or here's a gift. I know it'll come around in some other way. Instead of purchasing new patio furniture, can you look for it at an estate sale? Really be aware of what you're buying, especially if your routine is to buy new stuff every year. That's what you have to become aware of. And as you are shopping, look at your habits. Becoming more aware in general, like, do I really need this swimsuit? Will I use all the suntan lotion? Is it a want or a need? That's a question to begin with. And really examine this. Don't just kind of go through the motions, but become mindful. Do you really love it? If you don't look like $1,000 or feel like $1,000,000 in that swimsuit, do you want to buy it? Do you even like it? Do you need it? If you lost it, would you buy the exact same thing? Instead of throwing that on sale item in your cart or filling up your bags with 10 for 10, really ask, debate, and listen to yourself. Now, again, if you do this out loud, they might want to commit you, but have a conversation in your head. Find support if you need it. I have joked before about leopard print. I have to watch out. I'm a lot better than I used to be because I know, okay, this is danger zone. I have to be really aware when looking at this. So have a game plan. Have a list when you go to shop. Ask yourself questions. Have a support buddy if you need it. Ask yourself, do you really need more clothes? Beach towels. Think of the things that you typically buy for the summer. Can you get by on a couple pair of shorts? Pay attention this summer. Do you wear the same 2 or 3 shorts over and over again because you love them? Or are you, and you have 10 pairs of shorts and don't wear 5 of them? This is a time to pay attention. Now, a good thing about being organized, you'll have them all on one plate and you can say, oh gosh, I didn't realize I had all these shorts, and now I'll know what I'm wearing and what I'm not. So train yourself to ask if something is a want and a need. Now, most of our basic needs are things like food, shelter, medicine, and that's pretty easy to distinguish that, right? Now, we could even get into the debate about food. I think most of us get our needs met, but food can sometimes be a want. I desire a piece of chocolate. So get in the habit of that. Stuff like haircuts are probably considered a need for most of us. Most of the other things are wants. Do you really need a new set of sheets, or do you want it because it happens to be in your favorite color? Do you really need to put out and get a new frame for another photograph of your kids or your trip? Or is it what you want to do? Do you really need your hair colored? I could argue that point either way. And I'm going with, yes, I really do need my hair colored. I'm not ready to go gray, guys. I'll be the first one to admit it. But begin to ask yourself these questions when you go to buy. Just don't mindlessly throw everything in the cart. And if you want to be super awesome about it, like, keep a list of what you buy. I met a woman at the garage sale who figures out what she needs for the year. And then she said, pays penny on the dollar, pennies on the dollar. And I thought, wow, that's pretty smart. So begin to question yourself more. Some people mistakenly believe that you're either born organized or you aren't. Not true. Getting organized and clearing clutter, as well as learning to be more mindful and aware, is a skill that you can learn and will support you your entire life. Julie Caraccio's online classes and online workshops are friendly and conversational. Each class also contains action items for you to implement once you've completed the class. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. Books. Instead of going to a trip to the mall, I joined a book club this year. That's one thing I'm really going to miss. And once I get settled in my new town, one of my goals is to start a book club. And so I'm hoping to do that in January 2020. Can you believe we're almost in 2020? That's even crazy. That seemed ages ago when we thought about the year 2020. I'll have to look back and see what people are predicting, because we're probably way off on that. But instead of a trip to the mall, can you read more? And instead of just buying books, can you go to the library and then, or maybe someone buys and you pass along to others? My mom has a group of friends and they pass along books, and it's really kind of cute. They initial it and sometimes write comments, but they recycle the books, and she brought a few and got me hooked on a new author, Harlan Coben. I guess you'd say like psychological thrillers, mysteries. Anyway, I really like him. And so after I read them, I just donated it to the library. I get library books all the time. They have a huge sale twice a year. So I put it back into circulation that way. One thing that I'm hoping to do, although we'd have to get it approved with HOA, is I wanted Tony to build one of those cute little lending libraries. Of course, I haven't asked him, and I'm working on a cat house, but that's something that I would like to bring to our community. So instead of a trip to a mall or spending a couple hours online, can you take a cooking class? Learn a new language. If you're going overseas, sometimes even in your own backyard, learn a new language. Perhaps you could spend time volunteering or with an elderly relative. One of the things I'm most grateful for, when I was out in California, I was super close to my grandmother. And that was probably what I felt the most guilt about, because I couldn't see her as often because she was in West Virginia. And a nice woman my age moved next door to my grandmother, and she'd spend time with her. And I'm so appreciative of that. And I always promised myself, if I was in a situation where there's an elderly neighbor, that I would extend myself and try to help out when I could. And my grandmother's really fortunate that all her kids were in the same town or close by, and most of the grandkids were there. But that's something that I want to do. And so get in the habit, instead of automatically buying, what can you experience instead? It's not all about going to the mall. I know growing up, we'd watch movies or go to the mall a lot, but be aware, get into the habit of not automatically buying something, especially if you're trying to fill an emotion such as boredom or loneliness. Now, most of you are probably going to go on vacation or travel this summer. Pay attention to what you're bringing home. Look for things like consumables or street art or something that you wear. We are going to go to Spain and Portugal. They're very well known for espadrilles. And that's something I'd wear. So I thought, you know what? It's been ages since I've had a pair. I'm most likely that's one of the souvenirs I'm going to buy because I will wear the shoes, put them to good use. But not only for yourself, mindfully buy for others. Do you think they really want something to dust? Again, I'm a huge fan of consumables because that helps bring back a piece of your vacation. Instead of, again, all those tchotchkes, get something, put your money towards an excursion or an event, something that will create memories. And be in the moment when you're in that memory. I saw this great photo of people who were whale watching, and they all had their phones and cameras up. And I'm like, how can you experience this awesome whale when you're glued to it trying to get the perfect shot? So be present. Be in the moment of your experiences. And the experiences will always stay with you. The item may not. Remember, heart and head, that's where we keep all those lovely things. And I've noticed as we've been downsizing, and again, because it's local, I'm willing to do downsizing phase one and downsizing phase two. I was very proud of myself. This morning went through and let go of some picture frames, and I thought I can put some of these in the albums. I've really pared down my memories, and I am grateful for that because every so often, I think I'm going to donate my senior high school yearbook too, because I thought, when I go back to reunion in 40 years, like how often do I look at that? The more I downsize, I realize I don't need all that I have. And again, I'm not someone that's always had a ton of stuff, but it's just, I don't know if it's the big birthday coming up and reminiscing more, but it has become more clutter. It's become more of a burden, and I don't want that anymore. And I've been super excited with what we've been able to release, and I'm looking forward to doing it even more once we get settled. Take actions from today's podcast. Be aware of what you buy this summer. Ask yourself if it is a want or a need. Consider reading books, learning something new, or spending time with someone as a summer item instead of shopping. Carefully select what you buy on vacation. On next month's episode, we're talking about word up. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.